Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. I was waiting for you to do the thumb, the pointing.
The pointing.
The pointing.
I put special emphasis on travel this time.
You did.
I wonder why I did that. I don't know.
You like to emphasize different words. That's why.
Yeah.
Sometimes for reasons.
Sometimes for reasons.
You emphasized the word reasons there.
Yeah, I did. Wow, you're swift today.
So good. So it is so cold here.
We're breaking the law by recording a podcast. Not really.
It's not a law. It's a recommendation.
There's currently a public safety alert to minimize your electricity consumption because too many people have space heaters on, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It's probably the reason. I don't know.
It is so cold. Like, we live in Canada.
How cold is it?
Exactly. It is so cold. A good indication of this, we live in Canada in the mountains, and it's so cold that all the ski hills shut down. And they actually canceled school for me on Friday.
Yeah.
All the division did.
It's ridiculously
crazy.
Cold.
It was we have this once a year or so.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. But
No amount of experience can prepare you for the feeling of minus 40 on your face.
Plus.
And I say minus 40 because it is Fahrenheit it is or Celsius. It's the same.
What is, okay, and I know that's where it, like, lines up. Mm-hmm. In Celsius, it's actually below minus 50 with wind chill, and I think that's kind of like the...
Yeah, well, that was when you add the wind chill in there, it just becomes inhumane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, they have, like, don't leave the house kind of warnings and
probably
stuff.
Probably go to Antarctica to warm up right now.
Right. So, anyway,
I'm not even joking. I'm probably warmer there right now.
So, Alberta's under a bit of a cold snap. It might be much nicer if we were somewhere warm.
Yeah, we should plan some warm trips here pretty soon.
We should probably do that, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we start talking about...
What we're teasing.
or anything else this week, Brandon, what are you drinking?
I am drinking some delicious gin.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had it this the last time, and it's just peach and gin.
Yep.
I've I'm drinking beer for the podcast. Yep. I've actually sworn off beer ahead of my tropical vacation on the cruise ship
in March.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just trying to fit into some of my swimsuits a little bit and have a little
and
bit.
And you're
less.
Not sworn off drinking, so this was like the
gin is a health drink.
Right. Yes. What
okay.
It was originally sold for.
Yeah. It's good for your health.
I'm joining you with the gin, but yours is with peach and mine is with a pineapple passion fruit kind of
pineapple
bubbly.
Passion fruit.
Uh-huh, bubbly.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. But anyway.
Good thing we have a pop filter on our microphone with a pineapple passion fruit.
Don't need to keep doing it.
I was having fun. I'm sorry.
It's a little bit more tropical than our current situation, but you know.
Just have the you just have, like, tropical dreams.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know.
And it is even, like, I was doing some housework, but because we can't, like, you're not supposed to run washers and dryers, like,
It's only for this evening, I think, is, like, the main problem.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's Saturday evening, everyone's at home and cold, and they're all running their everything.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't want to turn into Texas.
We do not.
So, you know, there you go.
So, anyway, we are recording instead. And do you have a nerd thing this week, Brandon?
We played D&D again on Friday. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It was our our adventure suits well the weekend temperature.
Yeah, we're hanging out in Icewind Dale, which is like the frozen section of the Dungeons & Dragons universe, so it felt apropos for sure.
It suited very well. My nerd thing is the other thing we're going to talk about, so other than that.
Yeah, okay, well.
Well, I mean, okay. We played a new board game.
We did.
Splendor Duel. We played that. That was fun.
That was fun. I like that. We had played the original Splendor before.
Mm-hmm.
and that was a pretty fun board game. But this one is specifically designed for two players, which we're always on the lookout for.
Yeah.
Board games that are good for two players, not necessarily specifically designed only for two players, but,
right? But good for
two players, because that's the most common time we get to play board games. Right. It's just the two of us. So.
Right. If it's not good for two players, it sits on the shelf basically for a long time.
Yeah.
And then other than that, I'm back at work. It's just basically
theoretically, hopefully it warms up.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a 4-day week unknowingly unplanned for this last week. So yeah, it's crazy because we go back and it's like 2.5 weeks of classes after Christmas break, and then it's finals, and then the semester ends. Like, it's really, it's odd.
Yeah, the timing of the Christmas break is, like, really unfortunate. You almost, that's probably why the States goes back to work, like, goes back to school
in August
to better line that up, so their semester break is...
a lot of the States, like, the temperature in August is still hot, but it's also hot in September, and, like, whereas here we definitely, like, fall is September and summer is August, and like the seasons line up.
June is spring,
and June is spring here
mostly.
Yeah,
yeah. Like you get like the last half of June can be summery,
for sure.
But yeah, no, I kind of get it, but also
it's
unfortunate.
It is.
Even as a student, I always hated that weird break.
Well, and my heart went out to the poor grade 12s this year, my 30-1 class, because we don't set the diploma exam dates. The province does. And we came back to school on the Monday, and they wrote a diploma exam on Wednesday after having not been in school for like 2 weeks.
Good for them.
Well,
it's just like life.
It was fine. Yeah, and it was fine, but like I was like, oh, that's never happened that badly before. But anyway, it's...
it was just English class, right?
What do you mean just English class?
I say just English class because that's not really something you just, like, study for.
This one... So English has two tests, and this is actually a better one to study for than the other one.
Okay, how do you study for English exactly?
This is a written one, and you're supposed to write based on something we read. So, like, studying all the stuff that we read would be
useful. You just write, though. You just write.
Based on something we read with specific details.
just remember the stories you wrote. I don't know. I'm not the right person to ask about that.
No, you aren't. You like tests. You're weird.
Tests are the best because you just do it and then you're done. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
But anyway, yes, I was back at work and it's just chaos and yeah. The cold is making it all screech.
And we had an especially chaotic Wednesday, as I continue to tease.
We had such a chaotic Wednesday. such a chaotic Wednesday.
It's been pretty chaotic for me at work as well, of course. If you didn't know, I'm sure I've said it before, but I'm an accountant and not the tax kind.
No.
Which is very confusing to most people because all they know is tax accountants, which fair enough. That's most of them. Mm-hmm. But I work for like a large corporation and their year end takes place at, actually, like it follows the 12-month regular calendar.
Right.
So as soon as we come back from Christmas vacation, it's year end. You gotta prepare all the financial statements and stuff like that. So it's been pretty chaotic for both of us.
It has been
the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, holy cow! It's already halfway through January.
It's crazy, and it's our birthdays now coming up.
Yeah, your birthday is in what? Like 2 days almost.
Three.
I know. When this comes out, it's like 3 days. It's like 3 days. It's crazy.
And yours is in a week and 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. And, man, as soon as we're done January, then it's like February. At least it's a short month. And then you're going to be going on your cruise in March. And I'll be leaving at the end of March. And we'll be traveling. Traveling. That was me teasing traveling again.
Yeah, we're travel somewhere.
Travel somewhere.
For some reason.
For some reason.
Okay.
On Wednesday. Do we want to... No more Marvel show. We caught up with What If. We were going to talk about Echo this week. We're going to talk about Echo next week instead.
Well, I thought that was a little early. We did finish Echo, so let's do a no-spoiler little gut-feeling thing.
Sure. One statement. What did you think?
It grew on me. So it came out on Tuesday at 7 p.m. our time.
Yes.
And like we've been saying, it's been pretty chaotic for us, and... I haven't been sleeping that well, although I did catch up after Tuesday.
Right.
Every day since then, I've slept actually quite well. I was pretty tired. And we watched two episodes, and I was literally falling asleep in my chair.
Right.
But it wasn't the show's fault, I don't want to say. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit slow maybe to start. I don't know. But I was... I wasn't sure after the first two episodes if I was going to like it or not.
Right.
And that was mostly a me mood thing, I would say.
Okay.
And then we sat down and watched. We're like, okay, well, let's get back. We have three episodes left. Very short season. Especially considering the first episode. I'm not going to talk about it, but...
you could say it's like a little bit.
It's kind of like a... So the idea is this is the first Marvel Spotlight show where they're going to release... Try to release, who knows.
Right. They're trying some
series or specials where you don't have to have watched anything else to get the whole story. Like, it's kind of like a self-enclosed story, which is a good idea. I mean, I like the whole world building and the whole MCU and how it rewards, like, super mega fans who watch everything and then watch, like, breakdown videos of everything.
I feel judged.
I like that, but I understand that's a lot to ask for a general audience. And like, you... At the end of the day, we all just want good stories, so that totally works. That's fine. Whatever. So the bulk of the first episode of Echo is trying to, like, catch up with who these characters are and why these characters are and what's going on. Because there's a lot of backstory, and we'll talk more about that in our Echo episode. Whatever. So you only have, like, four brand new episodes. There's some new stuff. Four and a half, let's say. That. So there you go. But we sat down and watched the... third episode, and I didn't know how many we were gonna watch. It was it was still the evening, and you had already had your school canceled. It was Thursday night, so I knew you didn't have to go to work, and I had Friday off as well, and so I don't know, it was kind of open-ended, but we just sat down and plowed through the three episodes. Like, it wasn't even a question. It was like they went really well, and I think my favorite episode was probably the third one. But they're all pretty good.
They're all really good.
And the series really grew on me, and it was well done and nice and self-contained.
Yeah,
I thought they did a good job with that. And so, yeah, no, I liked it quite a bit.
I think I liked it more than you did, and you liked it. So that's just, I really, really liked
it. It was well done.
I also think, like, I don't want to say too much until we get to next week.
So you just really liked it.
I really, really liked it.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
And we'll come back to that next week.
Okay. I didn't have the reservations with the first two episodes, is what I was going to say. But
you weren't falling asleep in your chair, though.
No, I wasn't. But yeah, it's I really, really liked
it. And that was all me. It wasn't the show.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, sometimes your eyes are just heavy, I guess.
I get it. But yes, I really, really liked it. And I think even with how much you liked it, I still liked it more than you.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm more the target audience, too.
Well, yes. Yeah, we'll talk more about it.
Okay, sounds good. Anything else you want to add there, Brandon?
Let's start with the news, and we can go through some news stuff, and then we can get to the news.
The other news?
There's news, so let's go through the news.
News. Disney A News Update. Okay, so we have a water tower is up at Tiana's... Splash Mountain. It's up at Splash Mountain.
I will forever call it Splash Mountain, not to, like, discount from it being Tiana. It could be Tiana's Splash Mountain. I don't care.
That's literally what I wrote down, Tiana's Splash Mountain.
Like, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. There's mountains in the park.
It's a mountain.
And it's a mountain.
At Lunar New Year at DCA, they're adding both Mei Lin and Ming from Turning Red this year. Lunar New Year at DCA is going from January 23rd to February 18th. And they have released the menu. I have the menu here. Do you want to...
Not really.
Next week? Let's talk next week.
Yeah. You can pick one thing to talk about next week. I don't know. I don't care about the Lunar New Year menu.
It looks so good.
It's so... It would probably be pretty good, but it's really short and, like...
We're not going to be there.
We will never go there for this time.
Never's a very long
time.
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
This is very exciting to me. The pop art character mobiles were finally added to the hotel lobby in Pixar Place.
That took a little bit.
Yeah, but they're there now and they look awesome. Well, the pictures I saw look awesome. I haven't seen them in person. But
I think they've done as best as they can with that place.
Mm-hmm.
Having the little secret pathway into California Adventure kind of makes it feel more like it's actually on property and things like that. And the new decorations look okay. It's still it's got to be one of the worst Disney on property hotels across all of the park.
Ever.
Like, I'm not an expert on like Hong Kong Disneyland or anything, but
right.
It's pretty lame, and like the location is pretty bad. Well, and you're paying a premium for it still. It's cheaper, but it's still a premium.
I don't know if the place itself is lame, like you're saying. I think the issue is it's far away. It's only slightly closer than the motel that we stay at, but it's a heck of a lot more expensive. And yeah, it's the furthest away of the parks. Now, I do think they've done a good job with the theming now. And like you said, the small entrance is good.
Yeah, you got your side path, and plus you do get your early admission as part of it. So that's the cheapest way to get your early admission. So it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's serving its purpose, I guess.
Yeah, and
I'm just not excited about it. I guess
the mid-century modern stuff that they're going for is good. I like some of the details they're doing. I think this mobile goes a long way with the kind of style they're doing, and I'm much more interested in this than I was interested in the other one. Not necessarily like, ooh, let's stay there. More like, oh, that's cool, and it looks more like a Disney property now.
Yeah. It was very generic before. Yeah.
I really like the fire tables that are all the Pixar characters that are on fire. I think that's so good. By the pool.
Yeah, the pool area has like a lounging area, which is pretty common at different... Because the new DVC Tower, which I think we're getting to next.
That can be next.
So they've started designing these lounge areas with fire tables and places to sit. Disneyland Hotel had one before, like kind of around Tangaroa Terrace and stuff like that.
That's true. Yep.
But I think it's just becoming more common where they have like, it's a common area like a lobby, but it's outside and you have like a little fire table that you can hang out by.
Well, and I think this is part of the whole like making it more like a resort itself.
Yeah, it's a resort feeling. Yeah. So at the Pixar place, there's just a sitting area that's by near the pool area. Yeah. And there's four fire tables and they're all Pixar.
Like one's Jack, one's Anger from Inside.
Yeah, they're all Pixar
out.
Characters that are on fire. So you got Anger and Jack and the new Elemental guy who's fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We still haven't seen that.
Ember. Whoops. Is her name. We'll watch it.
Whoops. Oh yeah, the guy is water.
Wade.
Wade and Ember.
And
Ember. Oh no.
Yay! I think it's awesome. I think it's so good. I love stuff like that.
Are there
so
children like steam clouds or what?
I don't know. I think this is just them meeting.
I don't think
they have children. But yeah, we watched a video with people staying at the DVC Tower because like that did open a bit ago now, and the pool, like everything actually looks really good. But what's interesting is the like people can use either side, like the people the DVC. Sorry.
Well, so yeah, like if you're staying in the DVC Tower, obviously you're buying it with DVC points, whether they're your points as a member or you can go through some third-party things to buy other people's points. Anyway, so that like that's your tower as a DVC member, and they have some new amenities like a little bar and a new pool, and they you can of course use all the regular stuff of the main Disneyland hotel. But what surprised me is that the new pool regular guests can use too.
Yeah, which I don't think a lot of people know about.
I sure as heck wouldn't.
Unless
know.
That's something that changes down the road. But in the video, they were very clear, like, yes, that you can use it. And they went and asked a cast member. And they're like, oh, yeah. So that shocked me. Like, if I was staying there, I would have totally assumed that I would not be able to use the DVC.
No. It was kind of tucked away by the tower itself. Like,
and there are a couple of hot tubs there, I think. And, yeah.
I think just one hot tub. But, yeah. There was a hot tub and a pool.
And that lounge area, saying.
Like, a full pool and the lounge area and the bar and stuff. And it all looks nice and new.
Yeah,
and
it sure does. Yeah. And a lot of variety in terms of, like, levels of staying and things like that.
Well, yeah, the different rooms at that thing are crazy. They have all the way from a tiny little studio thing where that is just a Murphy bed, and it is probably the smallest hotel room outside of like a cruise ship that I've seen.
Right, yeah.
It feels like a cruise ship
and
hotel.
We've been in a few places in Europe where the hotel rooms are pretty small.
so that one's quite small, and then you have like your regular rooms, and then it goes up from there where they get real bougie.
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
And then they have the big crazy suite that is multiple floors and is like nicer than 95% of people's houses. So.
And the other thing I liked is if you were in one of the fancy suites around Christmas time, you could call down and they would decorate. They'd bring up like a tree.
Big old tree. Yeah.
I was like, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The bar, like lounge, I guess more like a lounge area.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lounge.
Kind
of. Because I think they had a little bit of food as well.
Yeah. We watched some of the menu items and some of the drinks and things. Good. I don't know that I was like, some of the stuff looked really good. I don't know if I'd feel left out not eating.
Early reviews of it are as the food is actually quite good.
Good. Good. Because they need a restaurant there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got Trader Sam's and you got Goofy's Kitchen.
Yeah.
And Trader Sam's is so small, it's not really...
Mm-hmm.
It's a novelty thing. And then you have the Tangaro Terrace, which is the outside part of Trader Sam's. And that's a little bigger.
And you do have the menu.
Like, but it's a pretty limited menu still. Yeah. So this is just like basically another Trader Sam's.
Yeah, it's totally
like drink
different.
Forward with a little bit of food.
I'm surprised they didn't put in, because they used to have a steakhouse in Disneyland Hotel. And when I heard there was a new restaurant going into the DVC, I was like, oh, that totally makes sense then,
It could probably use a steakhouse.
Something like that.
Because at like the Grand Californian, you have the really high-end restaurant.
Totally.
And then you have Storytellers.
Yep.
And that makes sense. Whereas here you got like a couple of drinking / eating places, mm-hmm. and then you have Goofy's Kitchen, which is like the low-end Storytellers version of an all-you-can-eat character
place.
Well,
when you're talking about food quality and stuff like that, you want to entice those DVC members to spend their points there.
Yeah.
You've got to have something.
Well, you got someone spending how many ever points to stay in your three-story grand villa. You should have a high-end restaurant, which they don't have at the Disneyland Hotel.
And yes, I get that Downtown Disney is there and things like that, but I don't know. And it's funny because we will never experience this. But exclusivity is important when you're trying to court that kind of level of people.
Yeah, I'm speaking from a business perspective, not from a customer perspective. Exactly. God heavens, no.
God, no. We are not that level.
We're customers, but not that
no,
kind of
no,
customers.
No, those kind of customers. No. That being said, I do think we will be going, my mom and sister and I will be going to Goofy's Kitchen, I believe.
It's... I say lower end than Storytellers just because of the food. It's a fun event. You get to see all the characters and stuff.
Yeah.
And the food is fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to eat a big meal at Goofy's Kitchen and then go to the park because it's very heavy and processed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel great. Like, I also eat like a glutton at all you
That's
can eat.
True.
So it's mostly my own fault. But definitely...
You just make sure you get your money's
worth. I felt better after eating like a glutton at Storytellers.
Right.
There you go.
That's fine. That's fair. And I don't think that's a surprise or anything like that. It's fun, though. And,
it is. It is
yeah.
super fun. Yeah. Super fun.
So we haven't decided, but that is definitely one that has been mentioned. It would be like a fun, the night you get there kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the news I have.
Well, there was other big news this week.
About Magic Keys going on sale.
Yeah, Magic Keys went on sale on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. January 10th, they went on sale.
And then they went off sale Wednesday, January 10th.
Except
for the California resident only one,
which
don't count.
Which went off sale
January
on 11th. 11th.
Yeah, on January 11th. So, not many keys sold.
Nope.
A big demand, which there was, I think.
There was a big demand, I think.
The website was on life support there for the first hour and a half of key sales.
Basically, yeah.
And why do we know that the website was on life support?
Because we were on the website.
Yeah. So we were both at work, and we had decided to try our hand at purchasing Magic Keys because you're going for a solid 10 days. Down
8 days in the park.
In the park, roughly. You have, I think, you have 9 full days in Anaheim.
Yeah, and so we're gonna take like
and
a
then
break
two
day.
Travel days on either side.
Yeah,
and you want to take a break day, so you were looking at doing a 5-day park hopper
and then a 3-day.
And a 3-day park hopper, which is that's the same price as an enchant key.
Yeah, it is.
Literally, is
it,
the
it
same price.
Is.
But
then,
now,
of course, you have some blackout
now,
dates.
Now, yeah, blackout dates. So you can't actually buy an enchant key because you wouldn't be able to go the days you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really buy a Believe key because there's a little bit of blackouts
little
there.
A little bit. Less, but a little bit. Mm-hmm.
it's tied to your school calendar, of course, and so a lot of the prime blackout dates are school holidays, and that's just is what it is.
It is.
So we're like, okay, well, if you combine the discounts you get from a magic key and how much you're going to spend in April, and we were kind of sort of maybe thinking about going in August anyway, it's probably worth it for you to get the Believe key. I made a spreadsheet. I did some cost analysis. I used my accountant hat.
I asked you to. I said, hey, I'm really humming and hawing, and I think it's going to be close. Will you make me a spreadsheet? And you did. And yeah, you said, you know what? It's probably worth it. So
you do the 5-day park hopper, you do a 3-day park hopper combined on your April trip, which apparently that's what you were going to do.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of crazy if you asked me, but apparently that's what you're going to do. So, okay. I put that in your cost analysis. Boop, 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 boop. And that's how that's what Excel sounds like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't know that.
And then you say you just do a 5-day park hopper in August. You add that in. Boop, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Yep.
And then you go, well, you're already basically breaking even, and any discounts you get on top of that are on food and merch and non-alcoholic drinks, you're getting for free.
We don't use the parking.
We're never going to park there because we're not renting a vehicle to sit there. We're going to the park every day anyway.
Exactly.
So I was like, well, this is a kind of a no-brainer. But then we go in August, and I have to get a park hopper. That seems kind of lame. I should probably get a magic key, too, and then we'll just go more. I don't know.
So we've just decided to
We're just doing Disney math.
Oh, yeah, it's Disney math.
Disney math. So
we've just decided to do Disney a lot in 2024.
I don't know. We're going to go in August.
Yep.
That's like...
For like a longer period of time.
For like quite a while. Yeah. I'm thinking like a week and a half probably or so. We're going to go to the end of like... Try to aim for the end of August for...
Halloween.
Well... Yes, like the U.S. kids are going back to school, so it'll be a little bit quieter. We noticed this year, we're like, man, we should go in August. We were watching all the videos and how like dead it was in
August.
My
brother's getting married
early August.
Yeah, earlier in August. And so we were like, well, this will actually...
Well, because we had talked about on the podcast before going to D23.
Yeah, but that's actually his wedding weekend.
Yeah, so we're canceled out of that. We can't go to D23. It'll be busy, like, in between D23 and the start of Halloween. I think it's going to be, like, dead zone.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty busy when Halloween starts, and it would be busy for D23, but I think it's going to be the quietest we've ever seen it.
Probably. Well, we've only been at, like, super busy times, so...
Well, yeah, and the quietest I've ever seen it, which is lots of summer, but,
Anyway, so we're going to aim for the end of August.
Mm-hmm. Right before I go back to work.
Right before you go back to work, the U.S. kids are already back. Mm-hmm. In school, so a little quieter, and we're gonna try and catch the beginning of Halloween season since it starts so early this year.
Yep.
And maybe cross your fingers the first Oogie Boogie, which is gonna be very competitive to get a ticket for.
So competitive.
But if it does exist, we're hoping to see it because I've always wanted to see it.
I've always wanted to see it. Magic key holders do get first crack at it too. So hey, we're that now.
Exactly, but so that's a nice bonus. It's very competitive.
Super
so
competitive.
I'm not getting my hopes up.
Yeah, and we're not going to be heartbroken if it doesn't work out.
It's not even assured that there is going to be one on that, on like the days that we're there anyway.
Yeah.
So whatever, but
it's probably going to be the day we leave.
we're gonna get good use out of those magic keys that stretch of time, and then probably do at least one more trip, if not a long weekend somewhere in there. I don't know. It is tough. Like, flights do cost money.
They do. Hotel rooms cost money.
Hotel rooms are not getting any cheaper.
Nope.
So that's what we're doing. So you want to talk about your experience trying to purchase Magic Keys since you have firsthand knowledge how it went this time.
It was
time.
So stressful. Well, I mean, like, it was kind of fun and kind of stressful.
I thought it was pretty fun. I enjoy stuff like this. I was annoyed because I was all prepped and ready, and I followed their instructions perfectly, and it wasn't working. The website wasn't working. And like, yeah, okay, websites get, like, too many people trying to use
and
it.
And they specifically said no earlier than it was 9 a.m. Pacific time.
That they'd go on sale, but the queue would start at quarter two. And so at 9:44 a.m. Pacific time. I refreshed the website.
8:44 Pacific time. Yeah.
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 9:44 our time. Yeah. I refreshed the website. It's dead already.
Yeah. I did the exact same thing.
And so I have multiple tabs going. You have multiple tabs going. And then you say, hey, try this. Because you're like looking at like forums or something.
Yeah. So
and someone posted a link.
I'm on, I'm also on, I frequent the Disboards. And just the Disneyland or Disney Parks forum, basically, one of the forums that was set up. They have a Disneyland section, and there was a thread with everyone excited to purchase Magic Keys. And then everyone was saying the same thing, like, site's not working, site's not working. We were talking for about 20 minutes about the different Goofies here. Oh, no, it's back to the Seven Dwarfs. So it's Stitch, like the error page that kept showing up and stuff. And then someone posted, they said, I just tried this and it worked. Like, let me in the queue. And so it was after 9 that time now, and I actually didn't have class at this time, thank goodness, because then class started right away, and so I...
Thank goodness for our magic keys, maybe not so much for our credit cards, but anyway.
Well, that's true, yes, that's very true. And the board had posted this link, and so I clicked on it, and it put me in a queue right away, and I was like, oh, okay. So I kept one tab open, still trying the original page, and it did eventually work, but it was like, oh man, like I don't even know, like half an hour after. So I sent it to you, so I had a queue up on my phone. I had, I think, 3 tabs open that I then put down to 2, and then you had it going on, and we just said, like, whoever gets in.
And so you got in first, and
I did on my phone. It went faster on my phone than it did on the
computer. Which is also weird. So like the queues aren't equal.
No, I was in on the tab first.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like the queues aren't equal. Your phone joined the queue second, and you got it got to buy first. So they have problems with their architecture.
It was about 10 minutes off,
and
maybe 20.
Yeah. And your computer tabs got in long before I did, and I was on my computer at work before those were, so like
it should have been one tab, then my phone, then the other tab, but it went my phone and then like a good 20-30 minutes, and then both tabs were like 5 minutes apart,
so definitely not the best queue system,
but
and not being able to get into the queue by following their very specific instructions.
Yeah, it was very specific.
And like you just need this like hidden link to get into the queue. Mm-hmm. It seems a bit silly. They need to work on that for next time.
Yeah, so the site did work that followed their instructions, but it didn't for at least a half hour after when they said it was going to. Might have even been
more. Yeah, and if you're patient and trying to refresh the page like they said and like doing it the way they said, you probably were in the queue for 9 hours or were out of luck.
Yeah. So what it said was that at 10 p.m. again Pacific time, it would close down, and as long as you kept your thing running, it would hold your place in line. Well, it never got to that point, because at about 6 p.m., 6:30, something like that,
I have no idea, but...
it shut down all of the keys except the Imagine one, the lowest level, like the Locals one.
The Locals one.
Yeah, that was the only one that was still available in the evening or nighttime. And then that one...
It did carry over to the next day.
Did carry over to the next day, and they shut that one down, too. The fact that they turned off, and that's totally what it is, all of the keys at the same time, like, if you didn't think they were really closely watching, they have a very specific number of magic keys that they want to have.
Well, maybe not very specific, but, like, they
have an idea.
They want this many keys, and there you go.
Yeah, so... I sent you the thing about where it was when it went on sale last October, and it was the same day Believe sold out, and then Enchant was next, and then months later Inspire went. Like months later. I think it was like 3 months or something like that. Not this time.
They're just replenishing their supply of magic keys up to the level that they want, because they hadn't been on sale for a long time.
October, yeah.
And that was just the Inspire as a holdover kind of thing. So, I think everything's going quite well as far as like the balance of pass holders and single day ticket holders. They're balancing those.
Yep.
Those levers the way they want to. It's a, probably a fun game for their data analysis team to do.
So I was a little bit in shock when it actually went through. I got you yours first because I was like, if it dies, last time the belief key was like the first one gone. So if it dies, I figured there was a better chance of me getting back in the queue. Turns out there wouldn't have been, but it was fine because it didn't die or anything like that. And I had kept the tabs up until I was sure that they would have gone through.
Yeah, the only problem is you bought both of them, so they're both tied to your profile. Yeah,
so we need to call and...
So you need to call to unlink the one that you bought for me. It's in my name and everything.
Yeah,
like,
it's totally fine.
Without doing anything, we could go to the park and totally it would be totally fine. Yeah. I can't use it on my app to book reservations or anything.
And
I can't log in to book reservations with my account.
And you're the one that generally handles, like...
I typically play with the Genie Plus and the mobile orders and stuff
like everything
like
being on yours more than mine, but mine went in first, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's fine. We can figure it out.
Yeah, I do think it calls for a phone call, but...
Looking online, you can unlink a ticket or pass from an account by calling.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate you can't do it online, but I get that's easier to hack or something. So
yeah, that's true.
I don't know. You could.
I don't know. I'll just phone one day when I'm home and you're home and we can...
Yeah, you'll be on... Well, now that the key wholesale and like all that excitement is over, their phone lines will be a little quieter.
Yes, we're waiting to like...
Yeah,
to
you can,
let it
don't
calm
do it the same
day.
We're
not in a rush
it.
I jumped on and I made my 6 reservations right away for some of the days that I'll be there in the spring. And I'm just going to cross my fingers I can get the other 2 days because
that is
the only only moment of stress for me.
You feel a little bit of stress about it. I am not worried about it at all.
We've been doing a lot of research.
The midweek days don't sell out all that often.
Yeah.
It is a busier week, so there's like a slight chance they might. But even if they are sold out, if you're looking the day before, a lot of people will cancel, and so you just jump on it.
I'm hoping. I'm just crossing my fingers.
It'll be all good.
It's a little bit of stress for me, but I'm very hopeful, and it'll be good. I have put my 6 right away.
My suggestion to Disney, I don't think you get rid of the reservation system and you keep it tied to passes. Have some like out of towner passes.
Yes.
Where you can bank reservations for like you don't use any reservations for the month of say you go to your first day, that's when your pass opens. Mm-hmm. So you're going in April.
Yep.
Say you're there April or March, April, whatever.
Mm-hmm. End of March, beginning of April.
Yeah, and you use up your reservations, okay. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Then you don't May, June, you don't go at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then in July you can have like 8 reservations or something like that.
I'd love that. That's actually a really good idea.
I get we're like an outlier case, but it would be nice to...
You know what? Disney World brought in the Canadian residence ticket. Disneyland used to. They haven't since they reopened.
Well, they have a Southern California pass. Maybe just have a Canadian resident pass that has like a specific type of... like you have more reservations.
Yeah.
And you can only be a Canadian resident for it.
Sure.
Like, I don't know.
I'm for it. I love it.
Because you're clearly a Canadian resident. You have to travel to the park, so you need to plan out your...
Exactly.
Plan out your days more. Yes. I don't know. Just spitballing.
Even if it was an out-of-country resident.
Mm-hmm.
Most people from other countries go to Disney World. Do you want to get some of that financial bonus? Entice.
Yeah, because... People who are flying into Disneyland are going to spend more money per day than someone who just takes an Uber.
Yep, it's true.
No, or
it's
whatever.
True.
Like,
it's true. And we've talked about this before, and we don't need to belabor the point too much. Because a lot of people say, well, like locals and people like with the Inspire Key who are local, they do spend money because they stop and they come a lot and they'll go for dinner or they'll go pick up the merch and stuff. It's like, that's true. That's fine. And so over the year, they might spend as much as someone from out of town will spend in, say, 5 days.
Yep.
But then those 5 day people leave and then another 5 day people come and take their place and spend the same amount. So...
It's,
like,
yeah,
you don't think about it by, like, I don't know, like, Bob in Southern California compared to us over a year, you think about it as how many spaces that person is taking.
Yeah.
Compared to us.
It's a balancing act, because mm-hmm. some of those people, yeah, they'll just come for supper and they don't take up a lot of space in the park. And that Disney probably loves that.
Totally.
But there is the out-of-towners, I'm going to say, probably spend more per minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of boots on the ground time than
totally.
Than someone who lives in Southern California and goes like once a week or whatever.
Right? We all know how much they love the Genie Plus sales, and that's your out-of-towners. So the other thing I did want to mention while we were talking about this was I got a lot of information about what it was like at the ticket windows, including internet going down, cast members having the wrong information or inconsistent information. That so they would talk to people, the lineups were like 7 to 9 hours long, and then you'd have people coming out and say like, okay, cash only, and so some people like left to go to ATMs to take out cash, and then they came and it was like, no, card was fine, or like, yeah, it was
okay. How is this working at the ticket window, because new passes were online?
No, this only. it was upgrading,
just upgrade. They upgrading 9 hour yeah. queue for upgrading. Yeah.
Either from dailies to passes, or if you had I guess a lot of the people, again, on the Disboards, they were saying there were lots of, like, conversations and stuff, because there was someone who's like, I just drove down to do this in person kind of thing. And they said most of the people they were talking to there did have the Imagine key, and they were upgrading their key to a higher level.
A higher level.
Yeah. That was most of the people in line.
Which is probably explains why the... locals key stayed open longer,
because
they were losing a bunch I don't know,
probably
because that is a good gateway to like, hey, you want this cheap little key and we can't go all the time, oh, maybe you want to spend some more and
sure
go
you're
more
like
often.
Well, I you know,
I've already spent this much. I
better discount, get to go a few more days. Yeah, totally. I get it. So yeah, apparently it was kind of a mess in person, and all I could think is those poor cast members.
Yeah,
because they're not lying to people or anything like that. They're relaying the information they have.
Yeah, and information is imperfect, and yeah, exactly. That would just be quite a schmozzle, and it's a lot tougher when you have someone waiting in line in person 9 hours, not at home in their pajamas,
totally,
or multitasking at work or whatever they're doing. They're just sitting there in line going, and then you're telling them conflicting information, and maybe the customer themselves has bad information. They're trying to buy a new pass and they went in person, and
apparently they did have cast members walking up and down saying like, no new passes. But I mean, I'm sure there were still some who...
You would be surprised at how little people listen to that
sort
of thing.
I would not be surprised.
I meant
the
royal
be surprised.
The royal
yes.
you, yes.
We should be surprised
We
by
should
it.
Be, but we're,
so,
I know.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. We are magic key holders. And I said, I'm going to find all the magic key stuff. Like, if there's... I heard that there was a button that you can get, or a sticker or something. I need to find it. I'm crossing my fingers that there's like a magic key popcorn bucket. One of our trips there.
There usually is.
Sometimes
there usually
it kinda comes and goes.
They're not... The one that I saw, because there was one when we were there the last time, and it was kind of lame.
What was it?
It was just a Mickey, like a shimmery Mickey head. It was for the Disney 100,
oh,
I think.
Oh, okay.
But it had Magic Key on it.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I want it.
Something.
I want it.
Something. There is some merch that's Magic Key only. You can... I don't know.
We're going to go to the terrace.
We'll get a little bit of mileage out of that.
Yeah, because
like,
we're
just
not...
remember that year that we were Magic Key. Because this isn't
going
to be an all-the-time thing.
No, we are not going... We have other plans for 2025. We're not going to renew or anything like that. This is we're going to use them, and then that's it. So, yeah, but we're very excited for right now, and we're going to start planning some Disney trips. Like, right away. I mean, we're not going right away, but we're going to start planning Disney trips.
Well, I don't know. What are you doing tomorrow? It's really cold. Oh, wait. No, the planes aren't flying.
It's too cold.
It's too cold.
I know, man. It's sure nice to think about that right now when it's like this. So, yeah, anything else to add about this? I think the shock has finally worn off. I kept telling you that I was in shock. I, like, adrenaline was going crazy.
So, this is one of the reasons, other than timing, being too quick to talk about Echo, I kind of just wanted to gab about Magic Keys for a bit, and we're already a long episode, so we're going to have a cheeky shorter main topic. This
it was a short deep dive.
It's a shallow pool, so don't dive too deep.
Exactly.
Next up on NDR, New Disney Radio, a deep dive.
I'm like now thinking about being a magic key holder, and I'm so excited and like in shock.
No, we must focus. Okay. This is very serious business.
Well, you know what? Being magic key holder will be there more often. Maybe we'll actually get to ride this attraction one day.
We did ride it in the pouring rain.
In the pouring rain. Maybe we'll get to ride it again.
No, not in the pouring rain. Yeah.
We are going to deep dive the Golden Zephyr.
What?
Yes. My favorite actually is doing the deep dives for the like not obvious attractions. I mean, we did one for Haunted Mansion at Halloween, and I think that was 100% appropriate. It's one of my favorites.
But yeah, that's what you think of. They're gonna have a behind the attraction episode on something like Haunted Mansion.
Exactly.
They're not gonna do one on the Golden Zephyr. Hey, I guarantee it.
Our very first one was the canoes.
So. Exactly. I think it's more fun to go.
Oh
off
no,
the
our first one was Superstar Limo.
Well, they might do a behind the attraction. No, they wouldn't. Monsters Inc. and Superstar Limo combined, like kind of like how it was a failure and then how they fixed it, kind of thing.
Yeah, these are like my favorite, and I found out some actually cool stuff about the Golden Zephyr. Are you excited?
Okay, first question.
Yes.
Why is it down so often?
I will talk about that. Oh, okay. It has to do with the structure.
Okay, well, the engineers should be ashamed of themselves. Then.
Well, it actually isn't the engineers, it's the Imagineers.
Well, the Imagineers should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay, so do you want me to answer your question first, or do you want me to go through the... in the beginning.
Yeah.
This is actually one of only three opening day attractions of DCA that like is still considered an opening day attraction that's still running.
Because they've reskinned so many
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. And of those three, it's the one that has been changed the least. Like, it's barely been touched. So the other ones is Jumping Jellyfish. And do you know what the other one is?
Gosh, no.
Grizzly River Run.
Oh, yes, of course. No, that's obvious.
Right. Because Soarin' Over California is now just Soarin' most of the time.
Exactly.
Everything else got a reskin. Basically.
And like, yeah, you have Goofy Sky School that was an opening day attraction, but it was Mulholland Drive.
Exactly.
It's the same ride, but it's reskinned. It's a different ride and
exactly.
And stuff like that.
And then you have
the carousel was probably just a regular carousel, or did they build the Jesse's carousel?
That one was like not Jesse's, it was I think sea creature themed.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right, cuz that area was like aerial grotto for
you had like there was like a meet and greet there and everything and actually where Ariel's is now was this show that was like the Golden Dreams and Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, Whoopi
that.
Goldberg
I said Whoopi was in like tons of stuff. She's a huge Disney fan and they got her to do tons of stuff
and
at DCA.
Cut it all out.
Yeah.
Take that, Whoopi.
So it is still considered an opening day attraction.
Right. And the other one, of course, like California Screamin' is now
the Incredicoaster.
That was like the centerpiece ride.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of
Pixar Pal Around.
It's not even an e-ticket anymore.
Which is crazy.
Which kind of blows my mind, but whatever.
It is the least changed. The only thing that is different is that area used to be called Paradise Pier, but then they became Pixar Pier became that other area. So now this was Paradise Gardens. So the only thing they changed is it used to have this big sign on it that said Paradise Pier, and then they took down the pier for a long time, and so it just said Paradise.
Paradise.
And then they took that down. Nah. Other than that, it has not been touched.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so like, what is the general theming and idea of this
thing? It is themed to a 1920s seaside boardwalk. In fact, the voice at the beginning that does the safety spiel is actually supposed to be Amelia Earhart.
Okay.
Yeah. It's supposed to be, like, impersonating her, or, like, Amelia Earhart-esque. They don't say, hi, I'm Amelia, or anything like that.
What is the ride supposed to be?
It is themed to Flash Gordon-style rocket ships.
Oh.
That's what they are. They're not Zeppelins.
They look like Zeppelins. I thought they were dirigibles.
Common misconception is that Zephyr is another name for a Zeppelin. It isn't. I'm going to explain that,
too. It's a wind. It's a warm
wind.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
I know what a Zephyr is.
Okay, well, not everyone does.
Oh, well, I do.
That's a very, very common thing, including me. I know what it is now, but the first time I went, I was like, are those vehicles Zephyrs? Like, I don't know.
Oh.
That's like a very common thing. And also it's not gold.
See, I thought it made, see, this is how my brain works, because I know what a Zephyr is. I've played too many fantasy games where they use the term Zephyr and fantasy books and all that sort of thing. So I knew what Zephyr meant, and I just thought that the Zephyr was carrying the lighter than air airships.
Oh yeah. Nope, it is supposed to be a rocket ship.
Yeah, okay. I learned today.
Very, it is actually designed after the Flash Gordon serials.
Okay.
Like, they look almost the same.
Which, fun fact, that was a major inspiration for Star Wars.
Yes, I did know that, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, similar to other orbiting rides, mostly Dumbo and Astro Orbiter in Disneyland, just that they orbit like that. However, they do not go up and down. They are 100% controlled by centripetal force. So,
yeah,
there's that. It is, like I said, it's themed to the 1920s seaside, and it's supposed to be a throwback to the turn of the century rides. So when they were designing it, they're like, this is what we're after, right?
Yeah, and it does feel like an old school boardwalk ride.
Actually, when they were designing it, there were only two that had the idea that they wanted in operation at the time in the entire world. One was in Chicago at Riverview Park. It was a little bit smaller. And one was in Blackpool, England at Pleasure Beach. So Imagineers went to the England one. Because it's bigger and more impressive, and they wanted to go to England.
Yeah.
And they're called the, and that was called
Smart.
The cap, yes, they were called the Captive Flying Machines, and that has been in operation since 1903.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is so cool.
I was assuming
1904.
I was assuming you were going to say Coney Island for some reason.
Yeah, but I know, right? But not 1904, and so they figured out okay who designed it, and they looked at the company, and they actually got the company who worked on the England one to come and manufacture.
The company still exists from 1903.
Let me keep going here.
Okay.
I said worked on that one.
Yeah.
To construct this one. And that company was called Morgan Manufacturing. However, now, since DCA has been built, the company has now gone out of business.
Mm.
So if the cables ever needed to be replaced, it'd be like almost entirely cost prohibitive to do it.
So maybe ride the Golden Zephyr while you have a chance, because
it's like extremely, extremely difficult and extremely, extremely expensive. I have no idea. That's just what was said in my research in like several places.
How complicated can cables be?
I don't know. But originally, because basically they'd have to replace all of them.
So?
Well, I have no idea.
Okay.
So originally there were actually extra supports to the cable, like to the frame and the cables. But Imagineers believe that it was not aesthetically pleasing. Like, it looked ugly to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they had to remove them. So now the only support is in the center, which means if there's any wind at all.
So it's wind that does.
It's
not temperature?
Nope, it is wind.
Weird.
Which is why we could ride it in the rain.
Well, yeah, but it seemed like it was windy and rainy. Like, it was cold and, like, blowing rain.
The only anything at all. So, actually, and there's wind, I don't have the word, but ones that, like, measure the wind, it built into the machine now in by the center to, like, measure the wind so they can have in the different places where the, like,
I believe they call those the blow-o-meters.
The blow-o-meters.
they don't call them that, no.
We're Doofenshmirtz.
So yeah.
So they have it in different places to accurately measure what the wind is in those places. So if it is at a constant wind at all above 10 miles per hour or 16 kilometers per hour, it cannot operate. And I'm talking like 10.5.
That's not very much wind.
Or if it's lower than that, but there are gusts of 15 miles per hour or 24 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, no, that
it cannot operate.
So if they built it here, they would be able to operate it like 2 days a year.
If, yeah. So
no, we get about 2 days a year where it's like dead calm. Yeah.
So no wind whatsoever, basically.
Wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What a terrible design.
You know what? I think I would have rather had it, you know, aesthetically
look a little uglier and like operate
able to ride it. Yeah.
A little bit more off. Yeah.
So there are six vehicles, which are often called rockets, each with six rows, and you can do two riders per row.
I'm going to go to my deathbed thinking those are Zeppelins.
You
I'm sorry.
That all you want, but it's not.
I'm sorry.
So golden is, you'll notice it's not gold. It is silver.
It is silver, yeah.
Golden as in amazing or wonderful.
Man, that is a bridge too far. There.
And Zephyr is the, like you said, it's a wind or a pleasant breeze. Do you know what it's named after?
Something Greek, isn't it?
It is. Zephyrius, who was called the god of sweet breath, and then was shortened to Zephyr. But do you know when the name became common in English lexicon?
No idea.
Shakespeare.
Oh, of course.
In 1611.
I should have just taken a wild stab at it.
In Cymbeline, his play, he popularized, he said the boys were, had like the sweet Zephyr, and shortened from Zephyrius down to Zephyr.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the boys are back in town.
The boys were back in town.
Yeah.
So other things about this attraction is it's considered to be one of the best views in the park.
The view is
it's beautiful.
Like, I mean,
when
we
were being pelted with
rain. I was like shards of like it was cold. Very sharp rain. Like,
but it was at nighttime when we wrote it, right?
Yeah, it was. It was dark. But the lights
are beautiful. Board,
very beautiful. You got your Mickey's Wheel of Death mm-hmm. going, and you got your
Incredicoaster
all lit up, and your Lamp Light Lounge all lit up.
Because
it is that's actually a beautiful restaurant at night and at sunset.
Yeah, that's true.
So, no, I get that the view is very good.
Yeah, and it is highly recommended. If you get a choice on when you can ride it, but if you can ride it at nighttime,
or during the day, like nighttime's really good though.
Just all the lights, because it also gets lit up.
So yeah, as magic key holders, we're gonna have to keep our eyes peeled for one of our many visits this year to try and get there in the day
and
the night.
Many visits this year, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, you got to make it worth it.
I agree. I had here somewhere the number of light bulbs on the Golden Zephyr.
Oh.
There's a lot of lights. Like, this is another one that really contributes to that. You know what? I think DCA lit up at night is just beautiful.
Well, that whole lagoon area is wide open where, by design, Disneyland is separated in those spokes.
Yeah.
So you don't see... You don't see a lot of the lights from other places, whereas that whole lagoon area, you can see all the lights in the whole lagoon area.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it is nice.
It works really nice. And this is another one that contributes to it, because there's a lot of light bulbs. So there are 37 light bulbs on each cable itself, and there are 12 cables.
Yeah, okay. Math
which makes sense, because six cars, right, at the beginning.
Math is hard, yeah.
For a grand total of 444, just on the cables alone.
Yeah.
Plus, the entire center is lit up.
Yeah.
And, it's just, and the base and everything.
So you don't actually have a number. It's just a lot.
It's just a lot,
440 on the
cables alone. Isn't that crazy?
That's super crazy. That's a lot of light. They wouldn't be able to run that right now because we have to minimize our
lights
in Alberta.
In fact, Disneyland itself would have problems.
Yeah.
The canoes. You could go on the canoes.
Nope. Unless you outfitted them with like skates because the water would be frozen.
That's very true. And then the last thing.
Could I interest you in ice fishing?
Hey, we've got that. The other thing, just a very quick note, because I did see it get mentioned a few places. A lot of people don't know if this is wheelchair accessible or not. There is an elevator in the center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can ride it if you're in a wheelchair, but you do have to transfer from your wheelchair into or scooter or whatever.
Right, you can't.
Into...
It's not like, say, Haunted Mansion where they have a special car
exactly.
where you can roll your wheelchair.
Exactly.
You do have to be able to... To
yes.
do a transfer.
Yes, so it is a wheelchair transfer, but there is an elevator in the center for scooters and wheelchairs and things like that. So, I just want to mention that. Cause
that's interesting.
I know that's...
I actually find it very interesting how they make certain rides accessible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's been on my brain because, of course, the Haunted Mansion. That's going to be going down here another week or two.
Which is accessible, but it's like in a super awkward kind of way. So
yeah.
Apparently that's against the new regulations, so they have to change it so it's not
awkward.
Which fair enough.
Totally.
I guess
that's just in my brain.
Because of that, and like I think the most fascinating one is they have a whole special car on the Tron,
new
Tron roller coaster where
you
can again roll your
and it like straps in and stuff
roll
like that.
Your
it's really
wheelchair
cool.
in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very cool.
Yeah. So I find that fascinating, really. Mm-hmm. Okay. Brandon, do you have any questions about the Golden Zephyr? Now we know why it's not gold, there's no Zeppelins, and why it's always closed. Which was, you said, all I want to find out is why it's never open.
Yeah, yeah.
10 miles an hour winds, or 15 gusts. So it can be lower, there can be almost no wind, But if there's a gust that's over 15, they shut her down. It's not a lot.
That is not a lot. Okay, do you want me to come up with a Golden Zephyr drink?
Oh, yeah, that's on my list. You're coming up with a Golden Zephyr
drink. Okay, I got one.
You're ready.
I just thought of it now, but I got one. And okay. It's going to be...
Yes. Do it.
Oh, right now? Okay.
Right now.
So what you're going to do is you're going to get a double shot glass.
Okay.
And you're going to pour an ounce and a half
of
Goldschlager.
I should have guessed Goldschlager would be in here.
And you're gonna layer on top of the Goldschlager some 151.
Oh, okay.
And then you're gonna light it on fire. Because it's a rocket ship Zeppelin, I guess. You're gonna light it on fire.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna be the Zephyr and blow out the fire and pound the shot.
That's actually brilliant.
It's the best one I've come up with.
That, I think, is the best one you've come up with. You've come up with some good ones. You've come up with some questionable ones, too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You kind of spring these things on me. Yeah. But this one came to my head.
I love it. That's, like, so good.
It's also going to get you a little messed up, too. Like,
yeah.
So. Yeah.
Why? Could we not just do that in one shot instead of a double?
It needs to be big, like, and long, like the Golden Zephyr.
Long and skinny, like a rocket ship.
Yeah.
Not... A Zeppelin.
Not a Zeppelin, I guess.
I literally always thought they were Zeppelins, too.
I'm pretty sure they still are. I don't know.
But yeah, look up a picture of Flash Gordon's rocket ships.
I guess.
Like the cereals. You know the kind of...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I did. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, those look the same. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there you go.
We had a busy week.
We did.
When are we going to go to Disney?
Well, you're going to go before me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to Universal Orlando, so...
Yes, and you're booked now, right?
I am fully booked.
Yeah?
As far as I know, I'm gonna get a confirmation number from from my bud who booked it. But
totally good.
But yes, the cruise is booked and the everything's booked and all paid for. And
you are half a step away from starting to pack.
I've kind of laid out some
mentally,
stuff.
You do it mentally first, and then you lay out the piles, and then we pack. I actually really enjoy packing.
Good, because you're packing for me.
I know. I got new suitcases for Christmas.
I'm going to have to figure out how to pack it back on the way home, but I don't know.
You have to pack lightly, because you won't have me with you.
Yeah. I'll figure it. I may not be good at packing, but I'm okay at packing on the way home, because I just throw it in there.
I'm so angry.
I do get angry.
Okay, well, let's keep it a little bit easier than that. Oh, okay. Anything to add about the Golden Zephyr or about being a magic key holder or anything like that?
No, I think I'm still, like, kind of in a little bit of shock, like you said.
Yeah.
I don't know about...
The whole rest of the day, I was like, oh my god, I can't believe that happened. Oh my god, I can't believe that happened. Our credit cards can.
Yeah. No, it's something we're treating ourselves with, and we're going to go a little crazy on Disney this year.
Yeah.
And then...
You know what? We said we always wanted to have a year where we were going to do this. It wasn't intending to be this year, except that it just worked out this way. For when it was going on sale, and when my trips
already
booked.
You already
booked,
had a trip planned. And
we were already talking about August. So, and now, since they shut them down so early, who knows if we'd have a chance in a few years.
Yeah, it's tough to get them now, apparently. So
you
kind of, I don't know, if that it played into our decision, which is... Probably what Disney's also thinking, like...
They're laying it on that FOMO.
Oh, yeah. FOMO. Disney's always been big on FOMO.
It's true. The vault.
That's where all of our FOMO started. Disney's fault.
Why it has... All millennials have, like, this underlying scene of anxiety, and it's based in FOMO, and we blame Disney.
Yeah.
Forget unrealistic expectations of dating or anything like that.
No, it's like you'll never see Bambi again. Yeah, it's horrible. When I come to think of it.
I mean, we still love it. We're still going to do it. But yeah, we come to think of it. Wait a minute.
Now we have Disney Plus and then nothing goes in the vault. So
They just take stuff off sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay, well that was fun. Little psychotic break that we just had there.
It was a long week, like you said.
It was a long week, and we're magic key holders now. So, but I'm my.
Yes, we are magic key holders.
I have to look down on you a little bit, though.
Oh, yes, because you are inspired, and I am only a mere believe key.
A mere believe key. Well, that is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media account. You can also email us through there. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do on whatever it is that you are listening to.
Yeah, just reviews are good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember how I said that the royal you, your...
New Year's resolution
should be to review Disney A, if it's a good review, though.
Yeah, I mean, it would be appreciative. If there's something you don't like, you could probably email us.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
I don't mind a little bit of hate mail. I won't cry too much.
I get told a lot of nasty things all the time. I teach teenagers.
Yeah, like true.
I can take it. I'll only cry a little bit. It's fine. Okay, so next episode, we are going to be talking about Echo.
Yeah, for sure.
We're not going to go, like, crazy, like, lots of spoilers. When we talked about What If, we kind of kept it general ideas.
Well, we're going to try that What If style again, because I think I liked that. Not every single plot point or whatever, but, like,
and
also not avoiding spoilers.
Yes. So if you don't want to know anything, this is your spoiler warning. But
we'll have to talk about, like, probably, again, it's a spotlight series, so it's self-contained, so we'll probably have to talk about the main spoilers that are not self-contained.
Fair enough, yep.
And so, if you don't want to hear those, if you're a big MCU fan and you haven't watched this yet, maybe do that.
Also, yeah, I was gonna say, just go watch it. It's only 5 episodes, and it's good. I really like it.
It's 5 episodes, and the longest episode is 51 minutes, including credits, and they go down to, I think the last episode was only 39 minutes
really?
Or something.
Really? I was gonna guess 40. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they're... It's not even 5 hours. It's like 2 movies worth at most.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do that while you stay warm. Oh, wait, that's only us having to worry about that. But yeah, so we won't avoid spoilers, but we're not going to, like, tear apart everything either.
Yeah, there's people that do that better than we do anyway.
Exactly.
We're just going to have, like, a fan reaction.
Yeah, like a discussion about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Lamp light lounge. Lit up. Wow. Okay, that's way too many L's. And
I'm gonna leave that in there.
No, you're not.